The agreement to restart talks over Iran's nuclear program includes demands by permanent members of the UN Security Council and Germany for concrete and practical steps to restore international trust in Tehran's claims that its atomic ambitions are purely peaceful. That means better access for inspectors from the International Atomic Energy Agency. The IAEA says there are strong indicators that Iran is trying to develop an atomic bomb. President Obama says the international community will not allow that to happen.
My policy is not containment. My policy is to prevent them from getting a nuclear weapon, because if they get a nuclear weapon, that could trigger an arms race in the region. It would undermine our non-proliferation goals. It could potentially fall into the hands of terrorists.
The U.S. is working with European and Asian allies to tighten sanctions against Iranian oil exports because they believe President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is using those profits to fund his nuclear program. Johns Hopkins University professor Ruth Wedgwood says the U.S. is moving to preempt a regional nuclear arms race.
Unpredictable as Ahmadinejad is, and thuggish as he is, and inevitable as it would be that Iraq would then want a bomb as well. But Turkey would want one, and Egypt would want one, and Saudi would want one. So you'd have a poly-player game in the Middle East with many, many, and why not Syria?
Israel sees a nuclear-armed Iran as a threat to its existence and refuses to rule out military action to prevent Tehran from developing an atomic weapon. President Obama says Israel has to make its own decisions about security, but those decisions affect everyone involved.
This is not just an issue of Israeli interests. This is an issue of U.S. interests. It's also not just an issue of consequences for Israel if action is taken prematurely. There are consequences to the United States as well.
President Obama says there's still time to resolve the nuclear standoff peacefully, but Professor Wedgwood says Iran's offer to resume talks is clearly influenced by increasing talk of war.
Ahmadinejad, I suppose, can also read the kind of gathering mood of provoked hostility from the U.S., and he has to worry where our tipping point is. I think even we don't know that, frankly. American politics is often quite volatile.
President Obama says American politicians who are beating the drums of war have a responsibility to explain the costs and benefits of military action. Scott Stearns, VOA News, the State Department.